This podcast is featured on the Gun Rights Radio Network, podcasting freedom. You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under sources.
It's time for On Target Radio, Chicagoland's only radio show dedicated to educating, entertaining, and discussion of firearms, legislation, and your Second Amendment rights. Presented in part by the Illinois State Rifle Association, Action Target, and Safer USA. Now here's your host, firearm instructor, educator, and enthusiastic Second Amendment proponent, David Lombardo.
Welcome to On Target Radio. I'm David Lombardo, your host, and sitting across the desk from me is our co-host, Tim Dalen. Say hi, Tim.
Hi, but actually I'm standing.
See, this show's already started to go downhill. We're America's voice for the Second Amendment. I say we. He's not, because he's problematic. But we're here every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. talking about all things Second Amendment, and it is your opportunity to call in and talk to our guests or skewer our guests. If we would actually, someone should call in and tell Tim to shave.
I shaved this morning.
Marine Corps, probably. Yeah. But we'll take your questions or comments at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600, or go to Facebook, like our page, On Target Radio, and ask a question there. Tonight, we're going to be talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. And Richard Pearson will be calling in our third segment, talking about, as what everybody wants to know, House Bill 2193. So Richard will be weighing in on that. So if you have calls, third segment is the time that you're gonna want to make the call. But first, here you go. It is my rant of the week.
Hold on.
There you go. You'd think it was the end of the world by all accounts. It's difficult to tell who's screaming louder. Supporters of Illinois Concealed Carry, the Illinois State Rifle Association, and the National Rifle Association, or the anti-concealed carry contingent. Absolutely no one is happy with Representative Brandon Phelps' amendment to Senate Bill 2193. Yeah, well, the truth is the only thing on that amendment that can be traced to Phelps are his fingerprints as he carried it into the building. Make no mistake, it was House Speaker Michael Madigan who ripped into Senate Bill 2193 and made it what it is today, and both sides took one for the ripper. But let's be honest, a concealed carry bill can't be all that bad if it passes the House with an 85-30 margin and causes Governor Quinn, Senate President Cullerton, Chicago's Mayor Emanuel, and Cook County Board President Preckwinkle to scream so loudly they can be heard over the roar of a gangbang or free fire zone in Chicago. Granted, it's not what pro-personal protection advocates hoped for, but the same can be said from the perspective of the anti-personal protection folks. The guys with the white hats got some pretty big stuff after an eternity of not being allowed to carry a concealed firearm at all. The bill is shall issue, meaning if you meet reasonable requirements, they have to issue it to you. One of the most important components is a statewide preemption of all gun laws. Just consider the stunning implication of what that means. Only the state of Illinois can make laws restricting the who, what, where, and how of firearms. You realize what that means. No Chicago firearm certification, no Cook County assault weapon ban, no Oak Park gun ban. Only the state of Illinois has the authority to pass gun laws if this bill becomes law. Now, sure, the state can propose some anti-gun whack job law, but it will result in the meltdown of every legislator's telephone, unlike the limited resistance offered when an individual town or county tries to implement a gun ordinance. Suddenly, Illinois gun owners have a huge say in future gun law proposals. The proposed law calls for a $150 fee, which is a bit steep, but provides for commercially available training rather than by the state police as had been suggested. Additionally, your personal vehicle will become a safe haven for concealed carry as you pass through gun-free zones, which, admittedly, there are too many in the bill. The worst is public transportation, which would be a gun-free zone. Here's the thing. The bits and pieces we law and order folks don't like can be tested in court in the future. The important thing is Illinois has, at least in part, rejoined the United States. And you can, in no small part, thank the extreme efforts of five people. The four Illinois State Rifle Association lobbyists, headed up by Executive Director Richard Pearson, and the National Rifle Association lobbyist in Illinois, Todd Vandermeide, which brings me to my final point. Within nanoseconds of the House voting in favor of the amendment to Senate Bill 2193, the Facebook geniuses, who are all hat and no cattle, started to rant about how the ISRA and NRA sold them out. One wag said he'd never support the ISRA again and wouldn't even bother getting a concealed carry permit because it wasn't good enough. From my perspective, anyone with that little insight into reality probably shouldn't be carrying a gun anyway. The bottom line is simply this. Everyone underestimated the power of House Speaker Michael Madigan and his ability to push through a bill that neither side likes, but it most certainly appears they're going to live with. They make strange bedfellows, Madigan, Pearson, and Vandermeide. But it appears that those three very strong personalities may have changed the course of Illinois history. And that is my rant for the week.
Could I make a comment on your rant?
It depends if it's good or bad. I have a very fragile ego.
Mr. Emanuel, Governor Quinn, go pound sand.
Well, we can say that.
Highly professional. Highly professional.
Yeah, we can say that. well, there you go. Well, we're good. We're in good. So, but tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight, right here in this very place. National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. Call us at 312-642-5600 and voice your opinion. This evening, we are going to have Lynn Finch, president of the National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day, Inc. Bob McClear. Bob, thank you very much for coming in.
Glad to be here.
Bob is coordinator of youth programs at the Aurora Sportsman's Club. We will get Lynn on in the next segment. We have Bob on now. We have two other guests who are wandering in the desert. Mike Keynes and his granddaughter, Abby, who would be wonderful guests, are somewhere, I think, halfway to Wisconsin now.
They're on the way. Hopefully they're listening to the show, and just give us a call if we can help with any further directions.
If you're listening, Mike, 355, get off at Higgins Road, okay? 355, get off at Higgins Road. But meanwhile, National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. So tell us, Bob, what exactly is National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day?
Well, I'm certain that Lynn can tell us more about the origins of National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day when she joins us in the next segment. Last year was the initial year. This is the second annual Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. It looks like it's going to be set on the third Saturday of June on an ongoing basis. And it's an opportunity to get your daughters, granddaughters, nieces out to the range. The thought being that boys get opportunities through Cub Scouts to practice BB gun and archery. Boys get more opportunities through Boy Scouts and other activities, hunting with male relatives. And this gives us an opportunity to get the girls out in an environment where they're not going to be pushing their brothers and cousins around for opportunities at the rifles, the shotguns, the handguns, the bows.
Now, I guess I would say coordinate youth events for Aurora Sportsman's Club?
That's correct.
We will be having this event at ASC, correct?
Yes.
So we did this last year.
We did do it last year.
How many did we get last year?
Last year we got about 15 to 20 girls to show up for this, which was, I think, very good for the first year out.
Sure. And who brings them? I mean, it says daughter. Is it mother and daughter, father and daughter?
It's been just about everyone. We've had grandmothers, grandparents. We don't limit the age of girls, daughters. So we had an older lady bring out a 30-year-old. No problem to us. It was maybe her first introduction to the range. So anything we can do to introduce the women, the future women of the country, to have a good time on the range and be as comfortable as some of their male counterparts, we're looking to do that.
How long did it go? Is it an all-day thing?
We run from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's an opportunity to come out 10 o'clock, stay till around lunchtime, come out at 12 o'clock, plan to stay till 2. I'd encourage people to come out at 10 o'clock and plan to stay until they get tired.
So it's not linear. You can kind of come and go anytime you want?
Certainly. Last year we had girls come out and do nothing but shoot archery for 4 hours. We've had girls come out and try archery, try shotgun, come over and try the rifle and the pistol, and then go back and do more shotgun, because that was the one thing that they enjoyed most of all the activities we had going on that day.
So you just walk up to a given event and get to do it?
Well, there'll be a little more guidance than that, because there's a lot of active ranges out at the Aurora Sportsman's Club. But yeah, there'll be a hopefully not much of a line, and be able to walk up, sit down with an instructor, learn the basics, learn the safety, and move forward and start practicing on some of the various firearms disciplines.
We got just a few seconds. What disciplines were represented?
We're doing rifle, handgun, archery, shotgun, and some of the black powder rifle and shotgun events as well.
Is the handgun and the rifle 22 caliber?
We do have 22 rifles and handguns, but we may have some larger calibers out there if the girls indicate that they're capable of doing it safely.
So they do get the opportunity.
We'll have the opportunity there if we can make it happen.
Cool, cool. Sounds good, Tim.
It does.
You should take, she's a little young.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
a little young.
Not before too long. She'll be old enough. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. We're going to be back with after these few messages. And Tim is going to do...
Am I?
Really?
You are.
You are.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Association, supporting you.
For 35 years, Pelcher's Shooter's Supply has served the Lansing area. Pelcher's offers new and used firearm sales, appraisals, and gunsmithing service. Pelcher's new spacious showroom has hundreds of major brand firearms and supplies, and PelcherGuns.com features daily specials. Pelcher's Shooter's Supply, on the corner of Ridge Road and Henry Street in downtown Lansing. Online at PelcherGuns.com. Or call 708-474-0662.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. We are going to be taking your calls, talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. We're going to have our guest calling in, Lynn Finch. But before we get to that, we're going to have the moment that everybody waits for every week with bated breath. This is Tim's Fighting Back.
As brought to you by the Illinois State Rifle Association. A group of thugs figured it would be easy to overpower one Kansas City woman. After all, her husband had just left to run an errand, leaving her all alone in the home. They couldn't have been more wrong. The woman retrieved her gun after she heard someone jiggle the knob of the front door. She also witnessed two additional men heading to the back door. Looking through the blinds, the woman saw the men putting on gloves and preparing to force their way into the home. So the woman deciding to, in fighting back, bring her firearm into the fray. The criminals took off running as she fired a shot at them through the door. They also shot back at her as they were running away. The woman's husband later said he and his wife had been going to the gun range to prepare for just that type of situation. The practice at the shooting range seemingly paid off as police later arrested three men at the hospital, one of which was treated for a gunshot wound to the chest. Police said the shooting seems to be justifiable self-defense and stated, "If you're in fear for your life, most definitely we want you to protect yourself." This has been Fighting Back, brought to you by the Illinois State Rifle Association.
That's a good one. I like that.
Bang the bad guy.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
It is.
That's what we teach people to do. Well, here we go.
Here we go.
We're talking to you today about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day, and we have on the line Lynn Finch. Lynn is the founder of National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day and president of that organization. Lynn, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
We appreciate you taking the time to be on the show. Is all well with you?
Yes, things are going great.
Good. And Bob McClear is here in the studio with us.
Good evening.
He said hi to you. That's, see, we're trying to all be warm and fuzzy here.
Good evening.
So tell me, Lynn, how did this actually start? What brought this all on to begin with?
The original idea came from reading Julie Golub's book, Shoot. In the beginning of the book, she wrote about growing up going to the range with her dad and how that became a special time for them. And I thought, what a wonderful opportunity. More kids need to have that kind of time with their parents. And from that, we developed National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day and have been introducing kids to safety, education, and family fun.
And what is there like a format to it, or is it sort of free form? I mean, is what Bob doing at Aurora Sportsman's Club essentially identical to what other people are doing elsewhere, or what's the structure?
The structure is pretty free form. We do require them to have minimum number of certified instructors and range safety officers available to help and assist and watch over everything. But each range sets up their event pretty much how they want to. And sometimes it's driven by resources. Sometimes it's availability of lanes or different types. So some ranges have huge events. Some ranges have small events. The one common theme seems to be the great big smiles on the faces of the kids.
You're listening to On-Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. We're talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. And we are talking by phone with Lynn Finch, president of the organization, and Bob McClear here in the studio, who is a coordinator for the Aurora Sportsman's Club Youth Programs. What day is this? Is there a specified day then?
The third Saturday in June. So it's June 15th for this year.
Okay. Now, this is happening all over the country then?
It is.
Do they coordinate this with you? I mean, do you know who's doing them?
Yes, actually, each range does an agreement with the organization, and then we list them on the website, we list them on Facebook, we tweet about them. We also share any prizes that are donated to the organization because we are nonprofit. So whatever we get in, we try to send out to as many of the participating ranges as possible. But we do have a centralized website where people can go and find a range near their area.
If you have questions or comments about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day, call 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600, or go to Facebook and like our page On Target Radio and ask a question there. Bob, you I assume, have already turned in whatever paperwork we need for this.
All the paperwork was turned in months ago.
Is that a big deal to do?
It was fairly easy to do. It's a single form to register the range, a little bit of paperwork dealing with the insurance companies to make sure that everybody's covered. And then the day of the registration, there are some waivers to fill out that the parents fill up. Really easy to do. One sheet. The parent signs it, lists all the girls that are there with them.
So what about promotion? Lynn, is it promoted at the national level, or do we promote it at the local level? How does that work?
Actually, both. We promote as much as we can by, again, listing all the participants on a website where anybody can go find them. Every time a new range registers, we mention it on Facebook. We currently have over 4,000 likes on our Facebook page. And I also will tweet when a new range registers. And then periodically we'll tweet thank yous to participating ranges or to sponsors.
And what is typically done on a local level?
On a local level, we announce it on our club website. We have flyers at a number of gun shops. When our marketing team goes out to gun shows and other events, they bring our flyers out as well. We tend to market to the people who are interested in firearms and the shooting sports.
You ever thought about radio advertising, Bob? Okay, anyway, you got to take your shot if you can. How much is there in terms of instruction? Because I would assume that a lot of these people have never shot before. Or is that not a good assumption?
That's the base assumption we have to start with, that this is very possibly the first trip to a range, the first time that a girl has picked up a firearm of any kind. And we'll go through the basics of the NRA primary three rules of gun safety, make sure that they keep the muzzle in a safe direction, that they're keeping their fingers off the trigger until they're lined up on the target. We tend to have one-on-one instruction with all of the firearm shooters, one-on-three with archery. And so we have ongoing instruction, ongoing coaching as the girls are participating.
So they do get actual instruction. You're not just letting them take some shots.
We're not letting them take shots, no.
And what about mom or dad?
We don't tend to – we try not to get anyone turned away. It's a family event as far as we are concerned at the Aurora Sportsman's Club. The primary goal is to get the girls to shoot. But if mom's never shot before, it's time for her to take a turn as well.
Well, and it's good for the child or the daughter to see mom do that for the first time as well.
I would think that there's a bonding thing that's going on when that happens.
One of the things I've seen that I find most touching is the pride on the face of the parents when the little girls are so excited because they're clutching their targets going, look what I did, look what I did, this is wonderful.
Lynn, what does the national organization do? I mean, do you have to approve these or can anybody just do it?
Well, it's not so much that we approve them, but we do have a set of standards that we ask each range to comply with that relates to safety and having instructors available to the participants and then also providing a certificate of insurance for the one day. Other than that, it's pretty free form.
So if somebody listening right now is saying to themselves, you know, we should do this at our club, what sort of list do you tick off? When does they have to have insurance? I mean, what items would you be telling them?
We normally, what I will do is suggest that anyone go out to the website, which is www.nationaltakeyourdaughtertotherangeday.com. And there is a downloadable version of a guide for host ranges that has a lot of information that we've compiled from lessons learned from previous year. And it also has the registration form in it and a worksheet on how much they can expect to spend, some ideas of how they can run their event, and a copy of an example waiver and photo release. So it usually, if a range went out and downloaded the information tonight, Monday's the holiday, they could potentially be completely registered by the end of the day on Tuesday.
Super. Well, Lynn, we certainly appreciate you spending the time to come on this evening, and best of luck with National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. You're listening to AM 560 The Answer, and we'll be back with more On Target Radio after these messages.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some, well, some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
Hi, I'm David Lombardo, host of On Target Radio. You're living proof that radio advertising reaches listeners. In the 2 years I've been advertising on AM 560 WIND, Safer USA grew from 300 students a year to over 1,200. By coupling our On Target Radio broadcast with our Facebook page, we found our audience is steadily growing, and in only 2 months, it appears we've exceeded 5,000 listeners. Over 34% are in the age group 25 to 34, 26% are 35 to 44. We have listeners from Rock Rockford to Western Michigan and Southern Wisconsin to St. Louis. Thanks to live streaming on the internet, we also have listeners as far away as Germany, Japan, and New Zealand. On Target Radio is offering low-cost sponsorship opportunities on Chicago's premier conservative talk radio station. Advertising on AM 560 WIND has worked for Safer USA. Let me show you how it can work for you. Call 815-744-5487. Join the On Target Radio team today at 815-744-5487.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
Okay, so now is the magic moment when we're going to talk about, you're going to have exactly 6 minutes and 30 seconds to talk about the amendment to Senate Bill 2193, and we have on the phone Richard Pearson, Executive Director of the ISRA. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am just ducky, and I just want to thank you and your folks and Todd. There's been a lot of grousing by people. We didn't get everything we wanted, and I got to tell you something. I know how much you guys did to get anything at all, and more importantly, to stave off some really bad stuff, and I just personally want to thank you guys.
Well, thank you, but it's not over till the fat lady sings. So I'll tell you that, okay?
Yeah, we actually, Tim and I were just talking about that. So why don't we start with what you think might happen between now and the 31st?
Well, we're going to see several things, I think. We're going to see, the bill is in the back to the Senate. The Senate cannot modify the bill because it's in for concurrence. It was a Senate bill that the House modified, so there no amendments can be placed on that Senate bill anymore. So that's one thing we have to look at. The other thing is we're probably going to see some kind of an effort for Senator Cullerton to force Senator Quammy's bill out, which we do not want, but we might see that.
Well, let me ask you a quick question, because now you've confused me. So you're saying that 2193 can't be changed anymore. It is either it's an up or down. It's what we see or not.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
That's why the a Senate bill that had been passed was modified, because the Senate can only go vote for concurrence or not. So that's one thing. Then we're probably going to see several attacks by Senator Cullerton to pass Senator Quammy's bill, but we should be able to resist those. Everybody should be calling Senator Cullerton and tell him to pass Senate Bill 2193 right now. Well, maybe tomorrow.
Now, there have been, as I said a little bit ago, a lot of whining about, you know, what we didn't get. But the biggest thing in my mind is preemption and public transportation. What are the options with respect, if 2193 is passed and becomes law, what are the options on preemption? Can they somehow get it later? And what are our options about getting public transportation?
Well, preemption is an excellent preemption clause, and so we need to support the bill on that. The problem with public transportation is that you can't carry a firearm on public transportation, so that means it's trouble for anybody who lives in the city of Chicago.
Would someone technically then walk up to the L platform carrying concealed, take the gun out of the holster, unload it, put it in a case, go on with an unloaded gun in a case, get to the other end, step off, and reverse the process?
Well, if you lock it in a case, you're okay. But and then when you get off the elevator or metro or whatever it is, then you would have to readjust your firearm and put it back in the holster.
But the question becomes, in my mind, it's concealed carry. If you do that, you're not concealed in the time between uncasing and holstering.
I agree with you.
Which opens you up, I would think, to arrest.
Well, depends on anybody, if anybody sees you do it or not. If you go to a private area, that won't happen.
This is a totally, it's insane. What?
Well, it might be insane, but the fact is that for the rest of the bill, not that bad.
No, I tend to agree. There's some sort of vague areas. For instance, who doesn't have to take the training? There's a bunch of law enforcement things, but there's this vague thing about there's a fourth item that we can't quite figure out.
Is it
NRA instructors or I mean, who?
Well, that's part of the other. I think it's under D of the bill.
Yeah,
the instructors. So you have to submit your credentials to the state police to get them certified.
But if
you have good credentials, it shouldn't be any problem.
So that's going to take forever and a day, isn't it?
Well, it's going to take, state police have 60 days to promulgate rules, and then after that, they should be able to submit them.
And in terms of the training program, we have 30 seconds. That's very sort of nondescript. Is every person who wants to provide that going to have to turn in a syllabus?
Well, unless it's an NRA course, yes, probably. But and even if it's an NRA course, you're going to have to submit Illinois law, and that sort of thing, and, of course, the rating qualification.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. And, just keep plugging away. Again, we really do appreciate all the effort you and your folks have done down there, and Todd Vandermeij, too. Richard, thank you, as always.
Well, it's not over till the fat lady thinks.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll keep us posted. Thank you very much one more time.
Thanks, Richard.
Right. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer, and we'll be back with more On Target Radio talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day after these messages. I'm David Lombardo, president of Safer USA, Chicagoland's most popular firearm training school. We continue to offer our popular home protection and concealed carry seminar every month. This 8-hour seminar covers everything you need to know to safely and legally use a firearm for both concealed carry and home invasion, and qualifies you for Florida and Utah concealed carry permits good in about 30 states. Be sure to call and ask how we can help you raise funds for your organization or provide a guest speaker. We're also offering the NRA Basic Pistol Course and our Tactical Pistol 1 and 2. As always, I offer private one-on-one instruction for Basic Pistol, Chicago Firearm Certification, and Basic Home Defense. For further information, please call 877-954-3030 or go to saferusa.com. Safer USA, choosing to own a firearm is your business. Teaching to own it responsibly is ours.
That's 877-954-3030 or saferusa.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And where we are, this is Tim. I just want to let everybody know on Facebook, we just posted both of Senator Cullerton's phone numbers, his office, and his district number. So if you're looking for the number to call Senator Cullerton, as Richard Pearson suggested, go to our Facebook page on Target Radio and check out the post that lists Senator Cullerton's phone numbers.
We're not, of course, suggesting that anyone would overdo it and call too many times. And
No,
we wouldn't want
to. Not at all.
No.
And they're to remain respectful, right?
And to remain respectful. Definitely. Yes, the 22 times you call.
We're just simply asking Mr. Cullerton to pass this bill, the bill that we all believe that we've given a lot on, we've given into a lot of things, and this is a fair bill, and we're simply respectively asking him to pass the bill.
Would this qualify for your opening statement about pounding sand?
I did not say anything of the sort of Mr. Cullerton. I did advise that Mr. Emanuel and Mr. Quinn could pound sand. I admit to that.
Just a reality check. Just checking to see what it was. We're talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day, and we have with us in the studio Bob McClear, who coordinates youth programs for the Aurora Sportsman's Club, and we will be doing at Aurora Sportsman's Club this program. What do the girls seem to like most of all of the events that we offer?
Last year, we had 15, 20 girls show up, and depending on their age, they seem to enjoy any number of things. We had one girl who had never touched a shotgun before and stepped over the skeet field and shooting the low house number seven bird probably hit 19 out of 25.
Wow.
First time.
First time ever picked up a shotgun.
Wow.
We had some girls who had been out the previous year on a youth event and had picked up their own archery equipment, and they came out and shot the bow for almost 3 hours.
Now, do you have smaller caliber as well as larger caliber if they're interested? Like, say, you know, some people might not want to shoot a larger caliber handgun or rifle to begin with. Do you have, like, 22 rimfire handguns and rifles that they can shoot?
Right now, my plan is to bring out the 22 caliber Ruger guns that we use,
mm-hmm.
To bring out the 22 rifles, and we have some very small rifles because we've gotten some very small girls come out before.
Oh, sure. Youth models, yeah.
Even smaller than, I mean, micro.
The crickets, right.
And that size rifles. In our training inventory, we've also got a couple of 9mm and a couple of 45 1911s. And we'll have the ammo out there if anyone says, yeah, I like this, but give me something with more power. You'll be amazed. The girls can do everything that the boys can do.
Now, are they shooting just paper, or are they shooting reactive targets such as steel or...
I'm glad you asked. Last year, we shot just paper.
Okay.
And this year, due to some grants and other things that the club has acquired, we look to have some steel targets, especially on the handgun range this year.
For those of you who haven't shot steel targets before, kids especially really like that because they get to hear the ping and the target move and everything. It's a really cool thing.
You're listening to AM 560. The Answer. This is On Target Radio. We're talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. If you have any questions or comments, call 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600, or go to Facebook, like our On Target Radio page, and ask a question there.
Now, what was the cost? Had you mentioned the cost yet?
I don't know that I have. There is no cost. The Aurora Sportsman's Club is going to foot the bill for the entire event.
Okay.
We'd love to get the girls out. We hope to get something out of it in terms of they're going to take a look at the rest of our programs and come back out on another program a little bit later, possibly discover the club, join the club. But the intent is to introduce them. They're going to put enough gas in their tank getting out to the club and back that we're not going to burden them with any additional costs.
I would guess that the president of Aurora Sportsman's Club would really like it if people donated either money or ammunition.
We'll put the jar out for it.
If somebody wanted to make a donation, how could they go about doing that?
The best way is to get a hold of me through the youth program's email address, and that is ASCYouthProgram@gmail.com.
Okay.
When we were talking about the firearms and everything, we know that the ammunition, the firearms are going to be provided. Do they need to bring any equipment, hearing and eye protection?
No. Everything is provided. The equipment, the ammunition, the eye and ear protection is provided as well. Hopefully we'll have some souvenirs, some handouts to remember the event by.
So probably just clothing appropriate for the weather and maybe a hat.
Clothing appropriate for the weather. Hats are always good, especially in our range.
It's a good idea to have a hat with a bill on it because then if an empty cartridge case flips out of another firearm, it can prevent it.
It also helps with glare from the sun.
Right, yes.
Yeah, given the conditions of our range.
Yes.
Well, and I think people need to know that it gets a little windy out there.
It gets tremendously windy out there. So.
A little windy?
I was trying to be friendly. Friendly, yeah, tactful. There you go. I was trying to be tactful.
Yeah. In addition to that, we're going to have some water and water out for the day. You know, we don't have any within reasonable distance, but we do have other facilities to use.
So if they were going to come out there and they were going to plan on spending some time out there, they should maybe bring a lunch?
If they want to. No problem with them bringing a lunch.
But I would, at this juncture, take this opportunity for the first time on this show to suggest that if you want to do lunch in Waterman, Pub West.
It's wonderful.
It's our watering hole. It's a great place to go. The guy who owns it, Trent, is as nice a guy as you'd ever meet. And so it's our unofficial Aurora Sportsman's Club watering hole.
Yeah, they have very good food there. I've eaten there many times, and I very much enjoy Trent's food. Good menu.
Real quick.
We're going to have to hold that. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Don't go away with it. You're listening to AM 560 The Answer. This is On Target Radio, and we're talking about National Take Your Daughter to the Range Day. We'll be back with that and a little more, that comment, after these brief messages.
over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association, supporting you.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some, well, some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. And on the line, we have Andy from Joliet. Andy, how you doing?
Fine, Dave. How about yourself?
I can't complain. We only have a very short time here. You have a question for our guest?
Yes. I would like to teach my daughter how to shoot my 380. And I was wondering if that part of the program, can I bring that out? Would you have ammo that I could buy, available there? Is that not part of the program?
Good questions, Andy. One of our range safety officers would take a look at any kind of firearm that's brought to determine whether or not it was appropriate to use for the program. We don't sell ammo. We don't have that kind of a license. And we do not have any 380 ammo available.
Okay. But if I brought it and he deemed it was okay and I had all my ammo, then that would be okay to teach her how to shoot.
We'll take a look at it, but likely the answer is going to be no on a 380. They tend to be too small for a first gun.
Okay, Andy. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Great show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Andy.
So to kind of sum things up a little bit, how can people sign up for this? How do they reach you if they have questions?
The way to reach me if you have questions is send me email at ASCYouthProgram@gmail.com. No reservations are required, but if you're bringing more than a couple of people with you, it would be nice for me to know that so that we can get your reservation packets available ahead of time. We'd love to see 50, 60 girls show up and quadruple what we had last year.
Church bus, 4-H group or something would be super cool, but
Let me know ahead of time, because that means I need to bring a little bit more out of the safe than what I would normally bring.
Well, Bob, as always, well, once before, we really appreciate you coming up and talking to us about the event, and we'll hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you.
Tim, you got something coming up?
Oh, yeah, Safer USA. We've got a couple of things coming up here. This weekend, of course, Friday through Sunday, we've got the 15th annual Clyde Howell Youth Shooting Sports Camp for your kids ages 10 to 16. Go to saferusanfp.org to find out more information. We have a tab there for the Clyde Howell Camp.
We still need some help there, too.
Yes, we also need adult help. And if you on the same website, the same tab, so you don't need to be a training instructor. We have all kind of things we need done there, so help with registration, checking in, the cook tent, help and supervise, chaperone the kids. We need help. So look at that website, and there's downloadable information for the adult volunteers also. We also have a NRA basic pistol shooting course in Waterman on June 1st, as well as our home protection and concealed carry class on the
9th, isn't it?
9th, yeah, on June 9th at the Wingate Hotel in Joliet. So if you're in the Joliet area and you'd like to take that great home protection concealed carry class, very popular, we have some openings for that.
Thank you. And we'd like to thank our guest, Lynn Finch, for calling in, and Bob McClure for being in the studios. We're sorry Mike and Abby couldn't make it up here. I think the last I heard they were in Duluth. I'm not sure. Robin Zeeland, our call screener, George Hoffman on the board. We'd like to thank our sponsors. Action Target, Pelcher Shooter Supply, Illinois State Rifle Association, 31 Moons, and Safer USA. Next week, we will not be here. Next week, there will be a two-hour special in this slot going from 9 to 11, and it will be Livin' Sports.
Livin' Sports.
So they will be on here next week, and we will return on June 16th, when we'll be talking about the ISRA open house.
Cool.
So that's all coming up. Until then, please friend us on Facebook on our page On Target Radio. Say goodnight, Tim.
Good night.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. for more On Target Radio. And thanks, Mike, for making it all possible.